Rings, Swords, and Monsters, Lecture 3, Tolkien, Life and Languages.
J.R.R. Tolkien is regarded as the greatest fantasy writer in English for a very good reason, and I'm certainly not going to challenge that idea. Tolkien himself said that people want to just eat the soup, and they don't want to see the bones of the ox from which the soup was made. But I'm going to violate that entirely in this lecture, and we're going to look at the bones of the ox, and then we're going to look at Tolkien's life and the languages that were so important to him. And by that I mean not only the languages that he studied. By one count, he could read 13 to 15 modern and ancient languages, but also the languages that he invented. And what I hope to show you in this lecture is that Tolkien's inventive process has two major wellsprings, and that is his life and his languages. And the way that they're put together and the way that they build is where The Lord of the Rings comes from. And more importantly, it's why Tolkien's fantasy work is so much better than everyone else's. So let's see if I can convince you of that. Where did Tolkien come from? If he didn't invent the fantasy genre, and I think in the previous lecture I showed you that he didn't invent it, then how come his works have come to represent it, to the point where I'm making the majority of this course be about his works? Well, his early biography is only a little bit helpful. Tolkien was born in 1892 in Bloemfontein, which was an Orange Free State. Now, this is mistakenly said that Tolkien was born in South Africa. There wasn't a country called South Africa when Tolkien was born. It was Orange Free State. It was then incorporated into South Africa. But in any event, Tolkien's father had a job there, working there for the Bank of Africa. The Tolkien family was descended from German immigrants to England, and they seemed to have been piano makers, and they'd come over in the 1700s. And Arthur Tolkien got this posting in South Africa, and before that, before he went, he fell in love with Mabel Suffield, who was from an old, very, very old West Midlands family. So Arthur Tolkien and Mabel Tolkien went to Orange Free State, and there they had two boys, John Ronald and Hillary. Now in 1895, that's when Tolkien was 3 years old, Mabel and Hillary, who was a very little baby, and Tolkien himself went to England because they weren't doing well with fevers. They weren't handling the climate of South Africa very well. And unfortunately, Arthur Tolkien got a fever and died before he could join them. So Tolkien lost his father when he was 4 years old. Arthur Tolkien died in 1896. Tolkien's mother didn't have a lot of money, but she had some help from her relatives. And first she got a place living in the city of Birmingham, and then they moved into the countryside, into the small village of Sarhole. Now, Sarhole was the idyllic time in Tolkien's life. He and his brother Hillary could wander the countryside, could sneak past the mill, could go play in the mill pond, could be in the out of doors, and they were educated by their mother, who began to teach them multiple languages and to teach them about the world around them. She also began to teach Tolkien her own kind of strange handwriting, which led later on to his calligraphy.